Aaron came through, yes, Aaron Rodgers came through to practice. Everything okay? Feels good today. You know, obviously we're not practicing today, but I mean, he's progressing forward, and I feel he will be available for the game.
Mike, I know you hate questions like this, so I'm sorry. But if the stakes weren't this high, would you? Is there a chance that he wouldn't play in this game? Or if this was just a week four regular season game, would he still play?
I mean, it's a hypothetical, number one.
And I know you don't like those, but...
Well, I mean, just really just... It doesn't really... I don't think really anything comes of it. We go through the same process. I mean, if the medical staff felt that he was able to go, he would go. You know, that's, I mean, it's no different than on the sideline, you know, at the you know, the Detroit Lion game. You know, when I left the locker room, I didn't think he was playing. You know, but then when he came back out on the field, you know, the medical staff felt confident that he could go.
Right, and then he runs a quarterback sneak.
Well, that's a whole other point. I mean, how many? You only get one question. So,
Mike, having him run that pistol-like formation more than just the traditional shotgun for a couple of weeks, how would that help you?
That'd be scheme. I can't talk about that. But no, the shotgun definitely helps. I mean, he doesn't have to, you know, the footwork under center, obviously torquing and, you know, the pressure that you have to put on the left foot to, you know, reverse footwork to your left and things like that. So, you know, that'll help them.
So if we're not talking scheme or hypotheticals, do you feel good about the weather report?
I haven't seen it today. Is it getting better? I'm told it's going to get better. I mean, hopefully it's better than today. But I don't ever worry about the weather. The only thing I ever look at the weather is the wind. So, and I'm told it's going to be between 6 to 8 miles an hour. I'm fine with that.
Mike, as a play caller, do you sometimes have to maybe save Aaron from himself? The guy likes to extend plays and do a lot of things.
Well, I think the fact that he, you know, went through the opportunity, Tampa, you know, Detroit, where he had to play, you know, through the situation where he had to be smart in the pocket. So he has that experience. It's been talked about. We have a game plan, but you know, he looks like he's moving fine to me right now. So we're not going to change anything or our approach is how we want to attack Dallas's defense.
Do you expect them to maybe go after him? I know it's kind of out of their characteristic to blitz a whole lot, but do you go into a game maybe just expecting maybe a different look than they've shown all year?
Well, I mean, they have pressure in their scheme. It's not very high, but you know, if you crank something up 10% more than your tendency, that's fine. I mean, it's we've always liked playing against pressure. I think if you look at Aaron's passing rating versus pressure. I mean, particularly with his vision and his understanding, anticipation, and his ability to get the ball out of his hand, we would welcome pressure.
Mike, you're coming up on your ninth anniversary of joining this organization. The record shows it's been a good working relationship with you. And
I like the way you said that, ninth anniversary. That's
how has that working relationship grown between the two of you developed?
With Ted?
Yes.
Very consistent. I think you know Ted is you know, he's so consistent in everything he does, and I think that's, you know, really helps all of us, you know, from a leadership standpoint, because you know, everybody knows what the expectations are. There's not a bunch of highs and lows. You know, the emotion, the energy, you know, stays the same. So but you know, I appreciate Ted Thompson more and more, you know, every day.
Mike, what do you think of the season Rolando McClain had? Did that surprise you at all, the way after that year off?
Well, I was happy for him. I think anytime you see a player go through, you know, tough times, and he's able to, you know, get a second chance and do what he's done. I mean, he's a fine football player. I mean, he's got great range. And, you know, he fits our scheme very well.
You know how I like my stats. You guys have time of possession wise. You guys have, after not winning it for most of the year, you guys like the last six or some of the games you guys have generally won. Is that just kind of the way it's worked out? Has that been more about something you've been trying to get to, be a little bit more possession conscious?
I mean, since you got on us for scoring too fast, we just figured we'd slow it down a little bit. So, but no, I think running the football has a lot to do with that. I mean, we've obviously been running the ball more in the second half of the season.
Do you think that's helped the defense at all?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's – I mean, what do you want? I mean, you want to play less or you want a 3-touchdown lead? I mean, that's kind of – we've had some of those this year. I think so. I mean, if we want to, we can bounce these stats around as much as you want. But I think, yeah, running the football offensively definitely helps your defense. I think that's a formula that's gone on in this league for a long time.
Speaking of those three touchdown leads or these fast starts, when you look at that, when you crunch the numbers and whatever else, why do you think you guys have been able to do that? I'm not saying you're going to do it on Sunday, but why do you think you've been able to do that as well?
No, I think fast starts are it's never just one thing. It's a combination of things. So I think, number one, the ability to play in Lambeau Field. We have a comfort here and understanding. Every stadium's different. You know, there's variables in every stadium that you need to be aware of, no different than when we go to a dome stadium and things like that. So I think our football team's built for Lambeau. And I think the fact that we've been able to run and pass, stay balanced early in games and be efficient. We spent a little more time on starter plays, the old first 15 thoughts, and we've kind of tightened that down and have taken that approach within our no huddle. I think that's helped us. Our players are better, so I mean we're more experienced. I think it's a bunch of things.
Mike, did you watch the Carolina-Seattle game on Saturday night for anything other than just pleasure purposes? Like, I know you still have to play the game Sunday, but do you do any work just in case?
Not sure what time it starts. We have a team meeting at 9, Chapel at 8:30. So, and when an early game, I'm going to go right to bed. So, yeah, I don't really have an interest in, I'm a football fan. If I watch TV late at night, then I'm still up another hour. So, I personally won't watch it.
Hall of Fame finalists were announced yesterday. You spent 1 year with Ron Wolf, and you have Kevin Green on your staff. What do you think about their chances, or how do you feel about him as Hall of Famers?
Well, we're all excited about Ron Wolf's opportunity and Kevin Green's. Ron Wolf, in my mind, and everybody here at the Packers, is he's a Hall of Famer. So we're definitely hoping that works out for him. Obviously, everybody's very happy, very proud of what he's done, You look at the Green Bay Packers, and what I've been able to accomplish in my time here. I always look at Ron Wolf and Bob Harlan and Mike Holmgren, as the guys that put the foundation for this, these two generations of football that have been excellent. So have great appreciation for Ron, Kevin Green. I'm just what a dynamic player. Did a great job for us as a coach and. I think we'd all like to see him get in. I know he's been close a couple of times, so hoping for both those guys to hope it works out.
Two more, please.
Mike, you mentioned running the football more later in the season. Eddie's obviously had a strong finish to the year. Mm-hmm. Do you think that specifically has kind of helped him to be fresh this time of the year? Is that kind of the plan going back to the beginning of the season to slowly work his way up on those touches?
Well, I mean, you have a plan. I mean, I never, went into a game in the first 8 weeks and said, "Hey, Eddie's only going to carry it 10 times." I mean, that's not the way you go about it. You have a range of things. Games. If you look at our games early in the year, I mean, we had some games that didn't go very well. We had some games where we had the ball for 57 plays. So, there's other factors involved with how many opportunities you can get, you can give a particular skill player. So. That's part of it, but one thing I was very conscious of was his workload during the year because of what he went through last year. So from that, I feel like we've hit the target. Eddie's, he feels great. We wanted him fresh for the playoffs, and he's there.
Good. Mike Daniels said something the other day. He said he's part of the 2012 draft class. He said, "We haven't done anything." He used a more colorful word. How good is it to have a significant number of guys now that don't have your 2010 Super Bowl ring? Mm-hmm. And what does that do for your locker room here in the playoffs?
Well, number one, it's huge. I mean, when you see Mike Daniels, start to grow, Morgan Burnett, I think it speaks volumes about the culture, you've created, and you're seeing these young players now, elevate to higher leadership roles. I know personally when we had the playoff vote a couple weeks back, when Morgan Burnett was voted captain, I thought that was I was very proud of him for that because that shows what his credibility, how it's really jumped up here in the locker room, and that's what you want because let's be real here. I mean, when you're a draft and develop program, These young men don't come out of college and walk into your locker room and they, you know, they have leadership, you know, credibility. So it's something that has to grow also. And, you know, let's be real also, that you can't really wait 4 or 5 years for things to happen in this business. So when you see your young guys growing, not only on a field but in a locker room, it's special.